All right, next up, we have a special guest on line one. I'm going to bring him in. He's formerly of the Western Pennsylvania area, now resides down south. And we're going to bring him on right now, Mr. Bud Herzig. Good afternoon, Bud.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well. I think it's morning down your way, right?
Well, yeah, it's still morning down here. I'd like to say hello to all the polka fans out there.
All right, good to have you on today's broadcast. You have a brand new CD. In fact, since you've come back into the scene here, since, 2010, this is your fourth CD recording.
Yes, that's correct.
And give us a little background how you started in this area, Bud.
How I started up there?
Yeah, and Yukon, Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes. Years ago, back in the early 60s, I had a family band, and then I became the director of the Yukon Button Box Club. In the early 80s, and that's when I recorded my first album, Buttons, 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 which, by the way, we're trying to get lined up to have remastered.
Great.
So after that, I took a sabbatical to raise a family, and we moved down here to Texas, Austin, Texas, 5 years ago. And my wife said, you know what, I think you should start playing again. And I said, nah, I don't think so. But anyway, to make a long story short, she convinced me to start in 2010. And fortunately, I've been able to get four albums out there so far.
Well, that's great news. And I know since you come back in 2010, each album has gotten progressively better. And this album is absolutely awesome. There's not a bad tune on this recording. 26 tracks. And it's called Living the Dream. Tell us a little about this latest recording.
Well, this one has been 2.5 years in the making.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I had the album ready to go when Don Hunjady and I finished mastering Dapper Dan the Polka Band. And I dropped all the tracks off at his studio that time to be finished up. But between his busy schedule and everything else, and it took 2.5 years to put it all together. And I am so pleased with it because, you know, one of the challenges that you face when you put a CD together, first of all, I wanted to do something completely different and new. I wanted to put the largest CD out there that has ever been done. And along with that comes another challenge, and that is to make each song unique unto itself. So you're not feeling like you're listening to the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And I think we pulled it off. I had a number of people across the country helping me make selections for this this CD, and I am very proud of it. Very, very proud of it.
Yeah, very good stuff. I popped it in the car CD player and, on a long trip, and I listened to it like three times. Great stuff. And how can our listeners get a copy of this CD?
Well, of course, the listeners can get a copy off of you at Primetime Focus, but it's as simple as making a phone call. Just give me a call at 859-912-1120 once again, 859-912-1203, and I'll be glad to get him a copy out.
All right, as you mentioned, there's a lot of music on here. It's almost like a double CD recording. More than that.
And 25 brand new songs. I'm very proud of that. The one song that isn't brand new actually has never been played in the United States before, and that's track number 4, Pricklander Waltz.
Okay.
That song has only been played by one other person, to the best of my knowledge, and that was Germany's Button Box champion about 6 years ago.
Great.
I don't believe anybody's ever played that song. Quite a difficult song, and I love it. It's just a fantastic melody.
Yeah, track number 4 of 26 on here. And briefly, Bud, can you tell us who else is on the CD? You mentioned Don Hunjady, who was pretty much the wizard back there, isn't he?
Yes. He's a great guy to work with. We've got Don. We got Eric Goldcamper, fantastic on banjos, electric guitar, acoustic bass. Rick Hartman on drums. Doesn't get much better than that.
I tell you, I concur on that.
we're doing a bit different on the vocals to give, once again, more variety on such a large CD. So a guy from Wisconsin by the name of Dan Tush did two tracks on this CD for me, and I think he did a fantastic job on it.
Yeah, the whole recording is very good, and as you mentioned, we do have a limited number of copies here available at the radio program. We'll give you an address a little bit later if you'd like to write for us or give Bud a ring for a copy down there in Texas.
And, yeah, please do. Let me hear from you. I'd just love to talk with you. I miss you guys so much out there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we miss you up here, too.
quite different down here.
Yeah, I bet. All right, Bud, hey, thanks for spending some time with us on this Saturday morning for you, Saturday afternoon for us, and it's great to hear your voice, and keep going on that button box, will you?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bud. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.